Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast to tell you about my friends over at the Gaslight on the Hill in St. Louis, Missouri. Check it out at GaslightSTL.com for a full listing of upcoming events and book yourself a tour. Come over and check it out. It's a beautiful recording studio attached to a bar, and they all happen to share a wall with Cha Cha Chow, so you can come over and get some tacos, some cold drinks, watch one of your favorite bands record in the studio, and just have a great time. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram while you're at it. Like I said, full listing of events, GaslightSTL.com. Also wanted to tell you about my friends at Music Record Shop. They have a brand new location. They just moved over to Washington Avenue, right over there next to KDHX. So come visit the new location, new records every Friday, live in stores, a lot on the weekends. You can follow them also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Shop online 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock, 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 rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Check. What? Vision rhythm with raw splinters, critically authentic, delivering auspiciousness. Witness, I'm long-winded, lost interest in viewing your flawed premise. The nuisance when all's ended, the truth that cuts off limits. No use in evolving from tenets. Assassin call from the mystery, his fist of bleeding empathy. Peep how his enemies be friendly indeed, until he soars to the tower, forced to devour that wretched orbit as cause of a power. Swinging swords at you cowards, scorch your porcelain talk. I'm bored with your prowess. Often meditate with the patience of a shogun. Open up his soul. Ain't close enough to foes, don't hold your focus. Tough the most of us run through the motions. Plus, get thrown to the dust, it's cold. Roll vagabond named Cold Mastodon. His brain goes half the time, fighting his conscience while his mask is on. A trash facade, old as his mind. Prophesies, watching with optic eyes. Blood splatters make him feel revitalized. He might have tried, but climbing high to understand what's real. Slicing God to search for peace, forgetting what his family built. Standing still to manage guilt and can't reveal the answers. Kill, constantly practicing feels to maintain his advanced skills. Yet still waters run deep beneath the bridge. Revenge is sweet when living incomplete. Unique misery leaks to stain his history's peak. Your throat finished retreat before he reaches to take his blade from his sheath. Warm tobacco smog, and after thought of lost ripples to crevice of love, regretting what it cost. I'm never slipping far from dominance, polished katanas and waddling timeless consciousness. Follow its mind, no promise inside, so we'll grow progression. I strive to provoke excessive wisdom, dissect direct revisions. Yes, express through text and image. Choke my neck has blemishes, in depth correct nemesis. Changes when sentiments finish in last place due to diligence. Rude contenders abstain like Bradley. I'm limitless, you ain't getting it. Residual sentences forming the curses. The words are relentless, I'm falling, no talking. I'm often recalling a hundred remarks from marksmen emerging from dark and daring, sparing and targets early and varying its part to the universe. So please believe me, I keep screaming at why you choose to hurt. But who's concerned? Revenge is so sweet. Whether I'm lonely at the point of no return, no one can own me, so it seems.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today with some of the guys of Farfetched. welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
You guys all want to go around and say hey, introduce yourselves?
My name is Charles Purnell. I am also known as STL Legend on everything. And I am part of the staff of Farfetch.
Very cool.
I'm Damon Davis. I go by Loose Screws. I am a founder of Farfetch Collective.
I'm Darian Wigfall. I go by Darian Wigfall, or DJ Wiz, I guess. And I'm on the staff for Farfetch.
I'm Matthias. I rap.
Yes.
Boom.
He raps well.
Matthias has been a two-time guest of the show.
It's number three.
Yeah, number three. Oh, yeah. And
I feel like I should actually be asking the questions. Yeah. At this
point. And then I know quite a few of the people on the label that have been on the show as well. Scrub and Cave of Swords and Hands and Feet, and so I've been continually over the span of this show learning more about Farfetched. But I thought that this would be cool to hang out and get to know you guys a little better and talk about what all we got coming up for the new year. So I guess let's start where the beginning. I mean, where is Farfetched to get rolling?
Where? If you want the origin story.
Sure, yeah.
The origin story.
Well, I feel like thunder should have crashed. Right?
I guess it's 5 years, 6 years now?
Six?
Yeah, yeah, that's six pro loves. I've been producing hip hop for a long time in St. Louis. I'm in a group called Scripts and Screws. And I've been producing other genres of music. So one day I realized that I had about 5 or 6 albums with different artists, friends, and we didn't have anything to do with them. You know what I'm saying? They were just sitting around, you know, and it's just like, why don't we start a label? And I went to specific friends. I remember Stallone's Kryptonite, Adult Fur, Ryan McNeely, one of my friends, Lika. She no longer lives here, but we had a project called Stand to Sleep. It was just a lot of people that I respected. And it was just a whole, especially on the south side of St. Louis. It was all of these people that was working together. But there was no, like, unified front that we could, like, actually go. We weren't pooling these resources. It was more of a competition, people running into each other and booking shows at the same day. And it wasn't no animosity. So it was like, why don't we start working together? And once I put the call out to those people, it was like, it was organic. Once we announced it, it was like a lot of people started to come into the fold. Matthias and the Pirates, people that are like I have respected for a long time, just a lot of, and the friends, like people that I hung out with anyway, right. People that we did music with anyway, it was just like-minded people. Like it's a home for the weirdos. And it was the most diverse group of people, I think, in this generation that have come together for one common cause when it comes to music. Like it wasn't about race or age or gender, any of that shit. It was just like honest people, good character, and like good at what they do, and we all happen to click, and I guess for the first 3 years it was just me running things as far as the collective and booking the shows and doing all of the artwork and shooting the videos and all that, and it got just ridiculous. It became where I couldn't be an artist anymore, and that's what I started this shit to do, was so I could be an artist and still do stuff. So that's when I seen Darian doing his thing around town, Versatility, his group and his artists and I. And we just had a mutual respect for each other that I was like, can you just come by my crib and let's talk? And he came and sat down. And
take
I was like,
some of this weight.
Yeah, I was like, what are you doing? Do you want a piece of this? Like, hell yeah. So then from that point on, yeah, we start rolling, man. And Charles, another person for years, a supporter. Like whenever we would do something, Charles was there. Every prologue, everything. He showed up. He showed up when artists didn't show up. You know what I'm saying? Charles was there. So like it's been very organic. It is not. There was no overarching thing. It was just like there's a hole here, in this community, and somebody needs to feel it. And I just had an idea, and other people, honestly, if other people wouldn't have been like, this is a good idea, that shit would have never happened. So I don't like to take all the credit for it, like, because if it wasn't for all of the good people around, we have a huge collective at this point. It's like 15 different people, all different shapes, sizes, different types of music. But if they didn't believe in the dream as much as, if we didn't all believe in this shit, it wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think it's a testament to, like, actual community and putting pride aside to on a big level. Like, a lot of us, we pool resources, we help each other, and the egos are there, but they ain't as apparent as I done seen in other people's shit. And other people's shit ain't. I done seen a lot of people come and go since we've been doing this, and somehow we still here.
Man, this has definitely become one of my favorite collectives in town to watch. You know, just to watch it grow. Like you're saying, this is like, there's some crazy, amazing talent on his lineup and stuff. Just, and I've been, you know, lucky enough to call a lot of them friends now. So it's cool to be a part of this community myself and get to meet and hang out with these people and stuff. But yeah, I totally relate to all what you're saying. I mean, that's a lot of why I'm even doing this show, is because I believe in it and I wanted to do something to make a difference, and I kind of started this thing, and getting the people to back it and support it and believe in it is only, you know, it feels great and it makes it only bigger for everybody. Yeah. So it kind of shines a bigger spotlight on the whole thing. So so Farfetch'd has been around 6 years or now, and then we got Prologue 6 is about to come out. So when do you get these Prologue? You just decide that kind of we want to put it all together and show what we got?
Yeah, I mean, that was another initial idea. It was like, what is this shit? So I was like, well, why don't we just do an album to put everybody on? And it kept going. It was like, well, we can't just do one. We're going to do it. Yeah, it was just like every year. But it was like, and we had to let people know. It was also like, just like, this is official. This is a real thing. All of these people are together. It's not like, so the idea was to take a track from whatever album you would be dropping that year, and build a compilation around the releases, the new people coming in, and making room for people to collaborate. Mm-hmm. And I think about the third, it was probably Prologue 3 is like the apex of that. Yeah. So
no, actually the third was the first one where we did more of a collab.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. The collabs happened. The first two was just like sending the tracks. Yeah. But like, so, and since then, they have all, like, it gets weirder and weirder every time. Because it's like, this is the time for you to get with somebody. If you admire this person, y'all don't have nothing to do with each other musically, this is the time for you to get in the studio and make some weird shit. And yeah, it was the third one where we actually was like, all right, we finna make a group album with a record label. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's great. Because, like you're saying, there are, you know, things are. A lot of artists just want to focus on their own thing. You know, it's like they do what, you know, there are a little bit of collaborations and stuff, but it's very cool to see a whole group, you know, a whole community and coming together and working on different stuff. You know, you guys are partnering up and making, like you're saying, bringing the weird, you know, making some stuff happen. So
that's really what it's about, man. Honestly, we could be better at it. You know, we could be better at actually, like, following through on some of the ideas that we have to get together different combinations of artists on the label and whatnot. I mean, we've been trying to do songs with a few people over the last couple of years, and they just haven't come to fruition because all of us are busy. Right. We do all have our own agenda. As much as, like, we're in this for each other, we also, everybody's got their own agenda. We all got jobs, we all got things, you know, some people married, with kids, all the things.
Yeah.
And that certainly takes away from, you know, a lot of time that everybody has. So I think it's actually kind of miraculous when people do actually get together and are able to make some magic, you know, at this stage in the game. You know, and the Prologues records are a testament to that. I mean, when artists need to create art, you know what I mean? And so they're going to do that in the comfort of their own house, but, like, when they can actually leave that little shell that we all live in and go actually build with somebody else and make some magic, it's pretty special, and that's Prologue is really what that's about.
Yeah. So all these six will be up soon, but all the previous five are currently available on what the Bandcamp?
Bandcamp, right? And iTunes, I think.
We are Farfetch'd.
.net.
Yep.
.net. Oh yeah, Bandcamp.
But if it's Bandcamp, it's Farfetch'd. Bandcamp.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But you just type in the website, it'll take you to it.
Yeah, it'll take you straight there. Yeah. So
yeah, we are Farfetch'd.net.
That's it.
Not .com. .net.
But yeah, get out there and check out these if you haven't. There's, like I said, there's a lot of great music out there. So
yeah.
So we have number 6 coming out January 6th, is that right?
That's right. Six on six.
Yeah. So let's talk about this collection. How we get this.
For me, like, every prologue that I've been around has gotten even better with collaborations every time. Like, it just keeps getting better and better. And I feel like we really hit our stride with 5, but this one is just, like, yeah, almost completely polished. And, like, yeah, and it's more of the digestible weirdness for people. Mm. The albums can get pretty crazy, but these are, like, these are like the ones off the album that you could, yeah, vibe with in your car or whatever, mood music, that kind of thing. Mm. And, yeah, just we have a couple new people on it, I think. Yeah, Backbeat and Supreme Soul that I haven't been on before that actually kind of surprised me with what they did this year. Of course, Matthias and the Pirates got some old school, like big old school names on it. I'll let him talk about that. But yeah, a lot of collaborations have been great, and this one is, yeah, the best of all, in my opinion.
Yeah, and it's weird still, so don't think
that. It is not. It's not weird. It's crazy. It's, like, you know, it's good weird. It's like you can vibe to it weird, but it's not like, this crew doesn't sound like anybody else at all.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of it. And there's a lot of, like, sparseness and a lot of, electronic noise. And it all is great. A lot of shoegazy stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Even Cave of Swords stepped outside their box for this one. And they contributed a track that, if you had to give it a label, I don't know what else you would call it other than shoegaze. And it's a beautiful track.
Mm-hmm.
And Hands and Feet, you know, contributed another beautiful track. And what was the kid's name, the new one?
Supreme Soul,
right. So I'm going to get to know this kid. I haven't met him yet. and I apologize for that. But the track he contributed is nails. Like, I'm going to know this kid. Like, this kid can rap.
Yeah.
And his style is like right what I like to listen to when I like to listen to hip-hop. It's right in that lane. It's perfect.
Sure.
It's lo-fi. It's good. It kind of reminds me of, like, some like old 90s or early 2000s West Coast stuff, you know.
Yeah,
and that's
definitely.
Really that's my favorite shit, so you know, I was really impressed with his stuff. And then our track, we got Abstract Rude and Micah 9 from Project Blowed and Freestyle Fellowship, which are, you know, LA legends.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been doing it longer than I have, which is a real long time. Freestyle Fellowship put out their first record, I want to say, in like 1990 or 91, which means they've been at it since the late 80s. And, you know, some of the folks in this room were toddlers at that point in time. Myself, I was, you know, a young... But and Abrude's been doing it almost equally as long. The first thing I know about, I think his first record came out in the mid 90s, so these are guys I've been looking up to a long, long time. And eventually my career led me to intersect with them and be able to create something with them, which was great. You know, on the last Pirates record we got to make a song with AC Alone. He's also down with the same crew and all that. He's a legend out there as well.
Yeah.
So getting to work with three guys who I really always looked up to, musically, lyrically, creatively, was a blessing. And so we got to, you know, it just so happened this track we did, it didn't have a home. Damon produced it.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some live instruments on it as well. And it did find a home on Prologue 6.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
track.
I was gonna ask. I mean, so all these are artists submitted, or do you guys, like, you know, do you kind of handpick a little bit at all, or is it just, or does, you know, like Matthias saying, just this is the song we want to put on the Prologue this year?
You know, like it happens like that usually, but it has been times when people have submitted stuff. It's like, nah, go back and try again. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, like that can't, that does occur.
Yeah.
But most of the time, yeah, we don't
have rainbows all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's life, you know. Yeah. So
everyone can be a winner.
Yeah, but we gotta have quality control just because we care about each other. Yeah. You don't want your homies to be out here looking bad. You know what I mean?
So I just didn't know if you get to like. You know, if they send you like a copy of the, you know, or some, or a couple tracks, and you're like, I want to put this one on there, or you know, whatever it is. If you pick a certain song because you think it fits better in the mix, or
that happens a lot with Backbeat and Here's Crazy. They both submitted 3 songs a piece, yeah. And we were like, well, not that one. This one, these two are good, but I think this one works best for what we're
doing. Carl's track is the jam.
Yeah.
Man, you never cease to amaze.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We mentioned quite a few of them, but yeah, like we got, like I said, Hands and Feet, Cave of Swords, sorry, Abnormal. Damon did a track as well on here, and
I produced a few. That Don't Do Dope was like I rapped and I produced that.
Right.
But also, you just said Abnormal, like that he's a genius. He's like a prodigy in my opinion. Like I've never seen anybody move as a producer. Like that's my thing. Mm-hmm. And I've never been in a room with somebody that young moving at that pace and with that understanding of what's happened before them. That much of an understanding and respect for that and like not reinventing the wheel, trying to make something new. So like taking what's already been done, like he's a prodigy. Like him and Centipede. Yeah. Centipede is a genius too. Like just watching these people, and a lot of the original idea or one of the archetypes for when Farfetch first started was Brain Feeder. That's somebody that I was thinking about when I was like, I love the way that they crew moving, and this is still a record. Like so, beats have always been a thing. Beats have always been a thing, and just to see these younger producers just killing it every time. I just got to keep running. I just got to stay on the treadmill. It's like, they
in the weight room.
Oh, that's how I feel with a lot of these young MCs, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Subtle Aggression. Those kids kill me, man.
Yeah.
They're dope.
They brother 15 and beats. Right. That's why I'm like, yo, y'all got to slow. Y'all got
like, let's chill out a little
gotta
bit.
I got to get off the road.
I like was not that dope when I was a teenager.
Definitely in
high school.
You know what I mean? Like, y'all need to, like, relax. You know, you're not supposed to be this good till you're, like, 28.
Right. I'm talking about the things that
you're doing. Good.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, no, they're great though, man. They're inspiration,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
As an old head like myself, it helps me grow to see these kids coming out spitting fire at a real young age.
That's another thing about Farfetch'd is like when we get together, whether it's social or music wise, somebody's pushing somebody else to go a little bit further because we come in and we see, like, say, a Centipede and he plays a beat. And then maybe me or Charles or somebody's like, oh, shit, I got to go back to the drawing board. Mm-hmm. I need to make something tighter than that. And, like, Subtle Aggression has a song, and then Matthias is like, oh, shit, they're coming after me. And so he has to go back and do something tighter. And, like, it's just like everybody pushes everybody. Yeah. So we're constantly moving forward.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. And past the music, I personally am involved in a lot of things as far as activist wise, and like when I started really digging into it, I was worried about what the crew would think. But the decisions and the things that I have personally said, I have been backed by my crew. I truly appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not necessary. It's not so it's always a testament to think that these are really like-minded people. Mm-hmm. And they can, like, evil is good and bad is bad. And, like, and I really appreciate that. And that's what I'm saying, it goes past music. It's like, the music is good because, and the music and the collaborations work because these people had the same moral code. They had the same character base. You know what I mean? And talent is not always the most important thing. And at this point in my life, it's not the most important thing. Because I know a bunch of talented people. So I'm really proud to say to be a part of it because I know a bunch of people that's really good at shit that just are just horrible people.
Yeah, let's just say we don't have any All Lives Matter motherfuckers.
Case in point, me and Damon are pretty big activists in the Black Lives Matter movement, or the movement for Black Lives, whatever you want to call it. And my man here took our side and put it on stage during his live show. That, I don't see that happening within other groups.
It ain't diverse for the sake of being fucking diverse. Mm-hmm. It ain't the, you know what I mean? Like, these people really believe in what they're saying. And we done had, you know, it's been people around that done had different views, this, that, and third, but like, things are exactly where they need to be right now. Mm-hmm. And the people that are here right now are all on the same page, basically. You know what I'm saying? And it don't just stop at that. Women's rights, like gay issues, mm-hmm. like people, like these people are the, we are the progressive people, whether it's the music or it's the way we act, and it's the truth. Mm-hmm. It's not for the sake of looking a certain way. You know what I'm saying?
Celebrate diversity.
Yeah, you know,
in every second of every day.
Yeah, in our own life.
When we're at home, we're no different than we are when we're in public. You know, I'm not at home like, well, I did my job today. I want to talk, guys.
Someone was very disappointed in me. That's real.
It's bigger than music. I love that stuff. I love that, you know, exactly the music, and I love what you guys are standing for. Like, it's really cool to see. So
yeah, there are not a lot of people who do that, especially in St. Louis. So.
Really, a lot of times, man, the message is greater than like when we're promoting our music and whatnot. We promote our music and whatnot, but like we don't hold back. I've noticed a lot of artists out there, like, for the sake of being palatable to a larger demographic, larger audience, won't be very controversial in the things they say, either on stage, in public, on social media. Like, they'll keep it like, hey guys, it's a great day today, you know, hope you're having a fantastic day, here's our new single, you know what I mean? And that's, you know what, that's cool, that's your MO, like, that's fine, I'm not going to judge you, you're attacking your own career the way you want to attack it, and that's cool. That's just not in me, and that's not in most of us. I think most of us are pretty outspoken, and we're not afraid to say what we really think and speak on the ills of the world in a public scenario on stage. You know, in a public room, in a bar room, you know, on social media,
wherever,
like,
the message remains the same,
no matter what. And you know, we're not people that, you know, you probably want to trifle with on some ignorant shit, because we're probably going to call you out. And that's who we are. That's what it is. And that's who, you know, all of us have always been.
Yeah,
I don't have the capacity to be fake. You know what I mean?
I agree. So it's not possible.
But like you said, we're standing on truth, and I think that. And I guess we're kind of getting off topic, but you talk about Abnormal knowing about, like, I remember him talking about Roy Ayers, who was like a jazz drummer, and anybody who's 21 probably don't know who that is, and most of the producers that are 21 doesn't know who that is. And for
us, a hell of a singer,
for us, it's like the fact that we're all educated, like we do research, we go and read about these things, so we know about that. So we're standing on something that we know and is verified. It's not like we just have an opinion, we're throwing it out there because we feel like being controversial. It's like, no, I learned this thing, I've researched this thing, so I know, and you can't fool me into thinking something else. You know?
My life.
Right. They know that, but they don't know who made it.
You know what I mean? Right.
And that, you know, we all on the path, we all gonna get there at one point, but it, I agree with Darian. It's like, we care about the craft. No, like, all these people I respect, and I learn from each person. There's no point to be around people that just staring at you with the Google eyes and shit, and afraid to tell you. Also, not afraid to tell you when you fucking up. I don't want a bunch of yes man people around me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if I'm fucking up, I want to know. And we should. That's what family is. You should be able to talk to your family. Like, that's, I don't know about that. We might have to work on that. That don't mean I'm shutting you out.
But like, yeah.
Well, most creative people who are also emotional have the capacity to fuck up in great and brilliant ways. It's nice to have a good team around you to reel you back in.
I like that. Great. I fucking great and brilliant.
But just having that family atmosphere among a crew of creatives, it's something that you don't get very often. It's not something that just happens, you know, every day. So the fact that we have people who from all different walks of life and all different places in life that come together and at Unify is a beautiful thing to be a part of. So it's not something that is you're going to see just, you know, and you don't have a lot of crews like that, singleist, because there's a lot of things in the singleist scene where a lot of factors where it doesn't allow that.
It's true.
And so the fact that you have all these people who are this deep of crew, who are this multiple genres, is a absolutely a stunning thing to be a part of and to witness grow as well.
The people in this crew are some of the most smart, most creative, just intellectual, you know, forward-thinking people that I know anywhere. Yeah. We all happen to have found each other.
Right. Yeah. In St. Louis.
You know, in St. Louis. And some elsewhere, too. But, Corey's down there in New Orleans now. Colonius, sorry. I use government names a lot. It's a thing that I do.
Exactly. That's because we're real people.
Man. Right, right. Thelonious is down there in New Orleans now. Leek is up. Is New York?
She's in New York.
Yeah. I've never actually met her in person.
Yeah, she's kind of like a phantom.
Like a phantom, right. Exactly.
Yeah, and along the way we signed, well, not signed, we don't sign anybody, but we grouped up with Ewokie Talkie, who's in Indiana.
And
Wino Willie also.
Philly.
Yes, we got crew everywhere. Yeah. We're certainly based here, the majority of the crew is here, but you know, we branch out absolutely. If we think you're in line with what we got going on, like, you know, just come build.
Yeah, very cool. I guess let's talk about the party. We got Friday, January 6th. You guys, along with the album coming out, you guys are throwing a party over at the Firebird.
That's right.
We got Matthias and the Pirates on that. We got Blink Generation, Cave of Swords, 18 and Counting, Abnormal, and Centipede doing a duo set. Is that right?
Yeah, and Rick Mond, don't forget.
Mond from Kansas City. So we've been building a relationship with a beat making crew out in Kansas City called Intelligent Sound, and so we've had Rick. We had him for Brave New World. And now we're having them open for Prologue, and we've done some shows out there. We're just trying to build, you know, regionally and try to be able to do, you know, maybe some regional touring in the future.
Right, shout out to Intelligent Sound.
Yeah, they're really dope. So, yeah, check out Intelligent Sound if you haven't on SoundCloud, and I think they got intelligentsound.bandcamp.
Yeah.
And those cats are having some far-fetched producers go out to
later
Kansas City later in January, too. It's that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys, so we got the live party, and we got physical copies on these jump drives. You can purchase the album that night, and these are really cool. If you you're gonna want to get a hold of one of these, they're pretty neat.
They're reusable.
Eight gigs of memory.
Reusable, 8 gigs of memory. So typical jump drive, right?
Yeah. So you'll get the album on there and some extras.
Very, very handsome, far-fetched logo.
Oh, yeah.
It's very elegant.
Very elegant.
Yeah, sleek.
Can easily fit in the little jeans pocket.
Yeah, you're right.
Doesn't have to take up major real estate.
You know?
And it's going to have some straight-up heat on it. And some extras, too. Some bells, whistles.
Yeah, we know. A few other little surprise goodies.
Right. There might be a happy ending on there for you.
Also, with that, you're going to be able to get a photo book of everybody in Farfetch.
True. So, book one. So, first collaboration with Nate Burrell, who's an amazing St. Louis-based photographer. We've been talking about that for a while, but yeah, it'll be the first of its kind for us, where you can see the collective. You know what I mean? You can see it. It's dope.
If I could expand on that a little bit, it's more than just like a picture of our faces. I mean, okay, so it is that, but it's also, I mean, Nate, his eye is really deep. His use of light is really special. He's able to capture a lot of emotion in a photograph, so it's not just a photograph. It's like a glimpse into somebody's soul.
Yeah.
And he's just got that knack. He's a really great dude. His personality comes out in his photography. And as a result, his photography is beautiful. He's photographed some heavy hitters over the years, and he's produced some beautiful photos of them. And you know, we're glad to have him here in town and working with us for sure.
Yes.
He's definitely a resource.
Definitely.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, again, that's a lot of what I try to do with this show is be all inclusive of local and stuff. You get, you know, like saying you get your local music, you get local photography, you know, just everybody trying to, everybody's all around here. We got all kinds of super talented people all over the city in all kinds of various forms. So it's nice to see people working together, these different collaboratives and stuff. So, but yeah, so yeah, the picture, the photo book will be available. They'll be for purchase that night too.
That night too, yeah. You could get, you know, you could get the package deal, you could get the photo book, you could get the thumb drive, you know what I'm saying? We're going to.
Yeah.
We're going to put all the goodies out for you.
Very cool.
Up, up a notch for 2017.
Find some merch.
Along with the, yeah, the regular merch, the tanks, shirts, the tees, like
we'll,
stickers.
We'll throw, you know, I'm sure different groups will throw little goodies into the mix as well. Yeah. Maybe a little grab bag. We'll throw some pirate CDs in there.
You know?
Even we'll throw a handshake in there. how you feel about that. High fives. Yeah. High fives, too. Those are available as well.
For free. You can get that anytime.
Yeah, you guys were telling me also about a new monthly show you guys are looking to do.
Yes.
Yeah, so we got a monthly coming up at Foam the second Thursday of every month starting in February called The Link Up. It's really stemming from an idea that Abnormal had after we had Ableton here last year for like an Ableton night for producers. And we found out about this link function. So for people that don't know, Ableton Live is like a music software that a lot of our producers use to make their beats. But you can also use it as it is in the name, live, so like on stage. And they have this function called the link. And so you can have multiple producers in the same session at the same time. Anybody, if I put in drums, the drums show up in your session. If somebody else changes the tempo changes in my session. But you can be connected through Wi-Fi, so you can be in different spots. You can be on your tablet, your phone, your laptop, or anything that uses Ableton. Also capable with Reason and Serato. So he really wanted to use it for that specific purpose, and we will probably do that as many times as we can within the link up. But the link up is really just about collaboration. We're going to have people that are touring coming through, people that we work with or haven't worked with and want to work with in St. Louis to come through and just collaborate and do things like that. A lot of them do use Ableton, so it's going to be interesting to see how that works out, especially with live instrumentation and things like that. But yeah, every second Thursday at Foam, the link up.
Is that so? I don't know, but is that something like is just going to be instrumental with the beats? I mean, or would it be something you could get like Matthias to freestyle on or anything like that? Like, would that be a possibility, or is it strictly just the audio?
Yeah, we were talking about
doing some
some ciphers, because a lot of times, yeah, Matthias will just come to the show and be like, "Hey, can I get on the mic?" Like, yeah,
sure.
You know, so yeah, it's going to be a lot of experimentation. It'll be really a place for people to work out new stuff they're working on and things like that. Just because, like,
I think it'd be fun to also include like people who aren't necessarily, you know, hip hop savvy.
Yeah,
to come in, like maybe, you know, somebody, you know, Centipede's up there, you know, doing some shit on Ableton, and maybe like Emily Wallace shows up and wants to play guitar and sing over.
Yeah, definitely cross genre.
Genre crossing weirdness that, you know, people like to see. Foam seems to be a good place for that kind of thing.
And we're
working on getting people outside of our crew as well to participate in this as well. So it's not just going to be just as a strictly far-fetched thing. We're always looking to collaborate and work with people within the St. Louis scene. I mean, if you like us and you vibe with us, we'll definitely vibe with you too.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all lifelong learners, and we just want to learn everything that we can before we have to leave the planet. So, like, especially like musically, but just in general. So, like, we can always learn from new people and what they do, and just like, people talk about books, people talk about what's happening in the news, things like that.
It's a place to foster community. Yeah, so whatever that might mean to you, you should come and link up with us.
And, you know, I think a lot of us are also like teachers, so like you get in a room with us and whatnot, like we can suggest like certain like, hey, you like this? Well, you're a good artist too, so maybe you can be a part of this.
Why don't you sprinkle a little bit of
Do you so, you know, we're gearing up for a new year, 2017, and you guys, what other big stuff we got going? I mean, this is a lot already. You know, we got a new album coming out. We got the show and stuff. So, where else do you guys see for Farfetch'd?
I mean, we got several releases definitely that are happening. Let's see, I think, yeah, Proclamation.
Reclamation. Reclamation. Me, Prospect, and Basil Kincaid. We got Volume 2 coming out in February. Who else we got? We got Supreme Soul coming.
Supreme Soul coming. Wesley Gray from Subtle Aggression has a solo project coming.
It's quite
his awesome. Little brother Owen has a project coming. It's crazy too. Owen's a producer. He's got a bunch of vocalists on there. Who else?
He's 15 years old.
Yeah.
So he was born when I was in my 20s. I was already rapping.
Yeah. And then he was made.
I was 20 when he was born.
I was rapping. I was touring. And this kid was
and
born.
He was made.
And now he's on the same label as you.
Scary, man.
Yeah, they're coming earlier and faster. Oh, Franco.
A long-time affiliate is finally taking that leap.
We got a thing, too. We're doing a little EP with DJ Crucial.
Dope.
Very cool.
And
Superhero Killer, too.
Yeah, Superhero Killer, yes. Yeah. Can't forget about them.
Yeah.
I've been hearing a lot of that, a lot of the name. I haven't met them yet or heard any of the music. I guess I need to make that happen. I've been hearing a lot more about Superhero Killer. And
speaking of Superhero Killer, man, their track on
that's my favorite.
Yeah.
That's hands down my favorite.
It is so good. It's the way it's mixed and everything.
Yeah.
It
takes me to a place. Fly or die place.
Yeah. No, it's definitely got some like it's almost as if Pharrell Williams produced it. Like it's
so good.
It's real beautiful, man. It's a great track. And you know they are the OGs of the crew, like Superhero Killer. All of those dudes have been around a long time in various projects. Donald and Jay have been working together for over 20 years. Yeah. They were one time signed to a major record label way back in the 90s and did extensive touring with like Living Color and all these other groups, and like they did some real shit back in the day. And videos and all that kind of stuff before like everybody and the dog had a video.
Yeah, had a camera, had access to get it out.
So they really laid a lot of groundwork in this town, and the experience they bring to the table for this crew is invaluable. Not only is it's not about necessarily experience, they're putting out really current great music. Experience doesn't matter if you're not putting out good music,
So let's say that
and his they're not in any way resting on any sort of laurels. Like they're still hungry to make really creative and forward thinking music, and they're doing it, man. And Donald, the bass player, I mean, he's working with everybody in town. He plays bass for Pirates a lot. He plays bass for Black Spade a lot.
They was on Nick Hook album.
And
that shit was dope. You know what I mean? So like, yeah, and like, I'm a punk rock fan, and especially the punk rock, the black punk rock that never gets talked about. Like when you talking about Living Color and Fishbone,
Bad Brains,
and I can tell from him saying a few words that I need to just sit down with him and let him just school me on what happened.
He'll tell you everything.
Yeah.
We're actually doing a Bad Brains tribute in February. Donald's got a group together, and then the Spiders is a local punk band. They're between the two groups, we're going to play a bunch of Bad Brains songs.
That's dope.
I'm going to sing like 3 songs. And by sing, I mean yell.
That's what everybody means.
I just saw, I forget their names now, but singer and guitar player from Late Night with Seth Meyers or whatever. They were sitting in with the house band and stuff.
Corey Glover and Vernon Reed.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
no kidding.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Yeah, so it was neat to see him, like, you know, on getting to hang out on Late Night and stuff with them. And because I know they're still doing, they're still active, but it's just like you don't hear a ton about them. So it was nice to see him again on TV.
Especially after all the artists we lost this year. See that on TV is great.
No doubt. Living Color, man, I remember when they came out, I got the album right away. I was like, what is this?
Right.
This doesn't sound like anything else. This is dope. And I loved it. I'm real glad they're still doing it again, I should say.
Yeah.
I did get to see, and I'm going to go way off course here. I saw Mos Def at the Firehouse back in the day, which is maybe Dante's. I don't even think it's a thing now.
Mm-hmm.
But it used to be called the Firehouse. It's over by SLU. Mos Def came through with his band. It was on the Black on Both Sides.
So he did Rock and Roll. I listened to that yesterday in the car. Wow.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So, like, he really, that album actually would fit it right in with what we're doing right now, which is crazy because he did that, like, almost 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Or 18, however long ago it was. But when they came through town on that tour, his band consisted of the rhythm section, so bass and drums from Living Color, Bernie Worrell on keys, and Dr. No from Bad Brains on guitar. And so I was just excited to be in the room, but like I was more excited about the dudes he had playing behind him than I was about Mos Def being right there. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, this is a better band.
Yeah, like straight up All-Star, like Justice League shit.
Right. Right. So, like, that was, I don't know, that's that story, basically.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's, speaking of Living Color.
Right. Yeah, I love that, too. I'm a big fan of the players, you know. I love, knowing who's on the albums and stuff like that. And, it's just, I like the liner notes and things, so.
Oh, yeah, me too, man.
Yeah.
Like, that new Tribe Called Quest album. Like, there's people all over that record you wouldn't know otherwise. Jack White. You know, plays on that record.
And Elton John
actually came in, like, it sounds like a sample, but he came in and like re-sang that part to better fit over the song. And that's actually my favorite song on the record.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
That one or that Andre joint. Andre.
Ah,
yeah, Andre's a thousand.
Three stacks.
So dope.
Yeah. The Dream collaboration, because that was one for a long time. I was on the CQ-Tip and Three Stacks be on the same track, and they killed it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And they didn't do some predictable shit either.
Yeah.
Like
they acted their age. They talking about it. You know, I like that too.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, talk about where you at in life now.
Guess what? We're in our 40s.
Right? Yeah, we're gonna talk about that. And I'm gonna tell you about what, you know, why you fucking up. Yeah, like don't.
That's what you can do when you're in your 40s.
That
you
is
how the world. I was fucking up.
Yes.
That's when it starts. And then you get older, you just,
then it's just like, don't shut your brain off, though.
Right, exactly.
I know everything.
You know what? That's the challenge.
Yeah.
Because I have days, I'm 41, I have days where it's like, well, you can't tell me shit. And I truly feel that way. And then I'll wake up the next morning and be like, you know what? I guess you can tell me something. Maybe I don't know everything. You know?
Yeah.
But you always have to remind yourself. And I really appreciate artists who can come out with something real fresh and raw like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the new Tribe record, front to back, is beautiful. It's artistic. It's forward thinking. It sounds current.
It's not just like them too.
But it doesn't sound like 1996.
Nah,
you know what I mean? Like it sounds like them, but it sounds current. Like it does sound like it was made this year.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's really beautiful that way, and it gives me like that much more motivation to also make something really awesome and current.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and show myself and the world that old motherfuckers can can actually do something that is super raw that people half our age will still enjoy.
Matthias
mentioned Mos Def coming through on tour, and it got me thinking, would you guys ever want to take a handful of the artist and go do a tour, Farfetch'd tour?
We've been trying to do that for 6 years. It's just like we finally getting to the point where we're getting enough resources to do it, so like we have done like spots of that. You know, where we take a handful of people and go regionally, or take a trip to New York or something like that. So we've been doing it. We haven't had the just the capacity yet to do it the way we've always envisioned it. But we are getting, we're close to that.
Yeah,
we're very close to that. Yeah,
very cool.
That's definitely in the works.
Yeah, that'd be fun to get out there and get to show the rest of the country what we got here in St. Louis and stuff. So.
That's the idea. The rest of the world.
Yeah, that's real.
Sure.
Yeah. Again, come on out January 6th, Firebird. Pick up a copy of the album. Check out the photo book. We got shirts. We got everything for you. We got the brand new record comes out the same day. If you don't make it to the show, you can get online digitally, grab it They're on Farfetch at Bandcamp. We are farfetch.net. And yeah, this is, like I said, this is a great collection of songs. A little something for everybody on there. There's a lot of different stuff, but like you're saying, it all kind of, there is a similar feel to a lot of it. You know, they do definitely go together. There's a lot of, yeah, it's a nice collection. It's cool to see that all this is coming out of, or most of it's coming out of St. Louis here, so. Yeah. Again, keep an eye out to the link up on, what day was that?
Second Thursday.
Thursday. The first one's February 9th, so let's say.
Starting February 9th, okay. March 9th.
At phones. Check the street. Check your
Jeff's. Yeah, there'll be announcements about that on our Facebook page and Twitter pretty soon. Probably by the time this comes out, this episode comes out.
Look for that right after Prologue.
Yeah, you got all over the social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well.
Yeah, right? We are Farfetched at all those different places.
Yeah, so get out and get involved. Support your local music. Like I said, there's some serious talent in this town. Get to know everybody. This is it's a lot of fun to get out and go to these shows and meet all these people and get to hang with them. So
we won't bite you. Trust us.
We are that weird. And you know, it depends on how much whiskey we have. I mean, I can't promise I will not bite you. I just want to say thanks to you, Shane. What you do for this community is you can't put a number on it. You can't put a value on it. It's invaluable. You're tireless. You've recorded hundreds of podcasts, and you're blowing up everybody in town. And it's we all appreciate it so much.
Thanks, man.
And I know you've heard this from other people, but what you do here is St. Louis needs people to nurture the scene and to celebrate the scene because we can't all do it ourselves. Like, nobody likes to see self promotion as much as we have to do it in this town. We would all rather someone else help us out with that promotion, and because artists are like, we're not good at talking about ourselves, and when we do, it's just kind of sounds disingenuous, and nobody likes to fucking have their Facebook feed all blown up with "check my shit out, motherfuckers," you know. But sometimes
SoundCloud out.
Right. Sometimes you got to do that though, especially when you're just trying to get heard. And so what you are doing is totally invaluable, and we appreciate it so very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Appreciate that, guys. Yeah. It means a lot to me. Thank you. Well, we'll close this out. We've got some tracks. You guys want to play a couple tunes? You got a couple. I mean, we got Matt Mathias here. We'll play. We can do the
throw on some Altar Beasts.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
We got
the recording. Guys, is this okay?
I mean, I can just drop it in the
MP3. Drop it in there. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Hold the phone up to the microphone. Like, you know, imagine that there's bass in here.
Right. In your mind's eye. Right.
Yeah. I think we ought to throw that Supreme Soul. Like I said, that's a killer track. And
I would not disagree with that.
So. Yeah. How's that sound?
Matt Normal produced that.
And that's Subtle Aggression, too.
Yeah.
Subtle Aggression. Didn't Centipede also collaborate with them on that track, too?
Oh, yeah. Ending, right?
That's so pretty.
Oh, we got some stupid talent.
It's ridiculous.
Gorgeous.
I got to watch him make a beat the other day. It was the most amazing thing.
Oh, yeah, so that's coming soon. We're gonna be doing some videos.
Oh, yeah, 2017. Look out for like behind the scenes stuff, a lot more videos, not content. Just like performance.
Yeah, we're gonna beef up that YouTube page. It's gonna be really interesting.
We
got some great ideas about that stuff, actually. Like interview shows, things, just weird shit, cool shit, keep people engaged.
Right. Yeah. Sound like a big year for Farfetch. So here we go. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
The funk of 40,000 years. Be leery of those you let in your trusted circle. May they walk the rites of passage as we ride this sea. Circle of strength, words meant to uplift, no hurtful intent. In spite of hate bullets with our name on them, paint guns can't stop us, there's no caving in. We fought like mobsters, then we became friends. From opposite sides of the spectrum we blend. Americans, Mexicans, and Africans, Asians and natives, Caribbeans, different relations of everyone pitching in. You ready to glow and go connect the dotted dots? You ready to flow into the collective consciousness pot?
You battle for show, you battle for hope, you ready for change or not? Better give him a job if you want the gang banger to stop. And a crooked cop better lose his job or this thing will pop. Back off and it cracks off, no justice, no peace on no black. Money we gotta get, I know it's just the politics. Can only go neglected for so long before they acknowledge it. Purge, replace hate with love and emerge. On this sea we're making our surge, like pirates with words. Our young ones get urged, replace hate with love and emerge. Power of the word, won't bury our problems submerged. They'll test the resolve of our nerve. Call for peace, the deepest, darkest when they thought of me. Just be the smartest, I'm an altered beast.
Altered beast, altered beast.
Welcome to your doom. Welcome to your
doom. With the rebel yell, I am forever changed. We fight against the beast and long for better days. Beat staggers over bodies that my pen has slain. We break our spiny backs until the rent is paid. Far-fetched to get this project blowed. The method to our sorcery is not yet known. We can travel to the moon, we got a ticket to Rome. But most only go as far as what they see on their phone. They love it if I ease back and chill the hell out. But all the stupid in the world got to spill out their mouth. It's hard to accept that I'm the villain somehow. Cause the heart in my chest isn't willing to frown. I came to get down, I came to get frisky. I leave it on the stage, then I drink all the whiskey. I feed off your energy, it does not miss me. Even if you thinking, who the blood clot this be? Matthias and the pirates hit the island so violent. We giants, making sure your night is silent. There will be no compliance, but there will be lightning. I can feel the vibe and I am not frightened at all. Unless that Cali weed makes me stall and wonder who the hell I need to call to guide me through the squall and get my back from up against the wall at least, cause I have turned into the altered beast.
I am your grave.
I can feel you, you can feel me as the earth trembles. I'm revealing as the buildings hit the dirt symbols. Ready, willing, able, dealing in the worst limbo. Evil villains, people killing others, first embryos. Indigos, Jack versus V-Shack versus Abednego. And broke Leo, some chemicals, backpacks on young black rap generals. That don't crap map portfolios to counterattack criminals. POTUS, what's to call us studs, but we soldiers with love. And then broachers, these bogus, we cobras and panthers. They target my little brothers with no answers of justice. A due process advances on their neutral stances as a brutal cancerous menagerie. Trust gradually, not haphazardly, but passionately captures the hearts and minds of women and men nationally. From hand-to-hand combat with two-dimensional flatlanders and street codes over panhandling to fleecing foes of sheeple and cathedral rolls as the father priest soak and snatch. That's when I'm in altered beast mode for my blacks.
Up against each other, never meant us to survive. Barely kept us alive in this scheme they can try. Bright as morning star, but dark as night. They didn't know our will to fight. They expected us to die, but no regard for life.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.